Proactive London, joining us today from GXO Logistics, we have Mark Manduka, the Chief Investment Officer. Because I know there's been lots of news surrounding your company. You're planning to spin off your supply chain business and separate transportation from the warehouse and logistics business, I understand. So maybe, Mark, let's kickstart this conversation by you explaining why.
Well, look, we're really proud to be showcasing this fabulous asset to investors. It's obviously the clearest signpost yet that we're on track to spin out our warehousing logistics operation under the new company called GXO in the third quarter of the year. For us, it creates an equity currency to attract talent and to engage in accretive strategic transactions. And what I would say is that some spin-offs are good company, bad company. And once I think your viewers look at the numbers, you'll see that this is actually a case of great company in terms of a spin-out.
And when will the spin-off happen exactly?
It'll be on the third quarter. We are planning for an investor day on the 13th of July.
Excellent. Okay, so 13th of July, we've got to put that in our diaries now. And I understand the Form 10, it's all been filed. So that part of the operation is done and it reveals the financials of the planned business exactly. What are some of the maybe key facts of that investors should know about today, Mark?
Completely right. And I think what the Form 10 really shows you is that we're best in class at standing up technologically sound and very complex supply chain solutions for our customers. And we do it at scale and at speed. And what I would say is what really jumps out of the Form 10 is that we've got these phenomenal growth drivers in our industry across automation, e-commerce, and outsourcing. For me, and the reason I joined GXO, is that there's a flywheel effect taking place in this industry. And this really is the essence of our Form 10, I believe. And that is, everything is coalescing towards four major factors where we're going to create a winner-takes-all type market. And that is, customers want scale. They want someone who's global with a good balance sheet and someone who's technologically advanced. And that's GXO.
Mm-hmm. And where do you see some of the future opportunities coming from in regards to growth? What's next for the industry exactly?
Well, we have an impeccably strong pipeline of over $2 billion. What's brilliant about our business is the duration that we have within our customer contracts. We've got blue chip customers that want to grow with us, 30% of the Fortune 100 companies, very much skewed towards high growth, as you say, in regards to e-commerce, 40% of our sales. So what we're seeing here is, not only is there an organic growth opportunity across those major tenants that I discussed, but also there's a fragmented market as well. For someone like us with a very strong balance sheet, there's the potential to have inorganic growth as well going forwards. So we're really at the crosshairs of an amazing story for the next 10 years.
And how has the last year treated your firm?
When it comes to growth, we've set ourselves up for phenomenal growth over the next couple of years. What you've noticed this year is we're planning on, at the midpoint of our range, growing at around 30% from a profit growth standpoint. And next year, you will have seen we put out guidance. Because we've got that visibility in our business model and because we've got 5 to 7 year contracts with our customers and more in some cases, we've got 14 to 20% growth forecast for next year. So it's not just a post-pandemic growth story, this. This is a secular growth story going forwards and one that will go on beyond just this year.
Let's talk tech then. How does technology fit into your plans?
It's such an important point, Katie. When you think about technology for our business, it's at the forefront of everything we do. I believe we're a leading tech innovator in logistics. And there's two elements. There's the software element and there's the hardware element. On the software side, we've developed a proprietary tool known as XBO Smart, which drives significant labor productivity savings for our customers. Customers come to us for those labor productivity savings, and they can be seismic, 5 to 7%. On the hardware side, we offer very complex robotic solutions for our customers, very much on a customized basis. And to give you a sense in terms of the productivity savings, this can be two times to six times when you implement this in your warehouse versus, say, the human hand. So big savings for our customers. And that's why they come to us.
Mm-hmm. What about your shareholders? You mentioned customers there. How do you bring value to shareholders?
Well, it's a phenomenally high return business, as you know. We're doing returns in the high 20s. And people forget with our operation that the long duration of this asset gives us great visibility in terms of being able to not only plan for our customers, but plan for our growth opportunities going forwards. The way I see this industry formulating itself over the next few years. I see increasingly customers coming to us, particularly on the outsourcing side. And this is where I think a lot of the value, as you say, is going to be coming through. Outsourcing is one of the biggest secular trends in the world right now. And companies need third-party logistics providers like GXO to provide a solution for their in-house supply chains. Outsourcing will only increase going forwards. That growth will be translated into shareholder returns. Customers win, shareholders win at GXO.
Mark Manduka, thank you very much indeed for your time today here on Proactive London from GXO.
Thank you so much.